As we've reported this morning, the federal government is preparing to set up its Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse within the Catholic Church and other religions and institutions. But there are a number of state-based inquiries already underway. In Queensland, the Carmody Commission is investigating that state's child protection system. In New South Wales, Premier Barry O'Farrell is standing by his decision last week to hold a special inquiry into child sex abuse by Catholic clergy in the Hunter region. In April, a Victorian parliamentary inquiry into child abuse in religious organisations began hearing evidence. It's due to report next year. Judy Courton is a Melbourne lawyer who has represented victims of pedophile priests. She says a royal commission is vastly superior to the inquiry now underway in Victoria, which she describes as a whitewash and, quote, an insult to victims and their families. Judy Courton told our political editor Alison Carabine that the number of children preyed upon by the Catholic Church in Victoria could run into the thousands.
What we do have in Victoria, we have the Catholic Church coming out a couple of months ago saying that they have dealt with about 620 victims through their internal complaints processes just in Victoria since 1996, although some of those cases go back a lot earlier. The Victoria Police have dealt with about 500 odd, so about 500 people who were abused by Catholic clergy have reported that to the police. Those figures won't be, they don't reflect the true number by any means. The Victorian Law Reform Commission say that a maximum of about 10% of people who were sexually assaulted as a child, a maximum of 10% will ever report to the police. That would mean that Victoria, we have anywhere between, say, 6 and 12,000 victims.
And that's in Victoria?
That's Victoria.
Is it possible to extrapolate that figure nationwide?
Certainly in New South Wales, with more Catholics, a bigger population of Catholics and a bigger population generally, I don't know, does that figure go to between 8 and 15? It's very hard to know. And but mind you, this is one of the things that a royal commission would be looking at, is looking at the incidence and prevalence of these crimes.
Cardinal George Pell says his message to priests has always been comply with the law, tell complainants to go to the police. There is, however, anecdotal evidence that the church covers up alleged child sex abuse. In your research, how cooperative have you found the church to have been with police investigations? How willing has it been to divulge and confront these crimes?
I've interviewed not only victims who have gone through the process, but many lawyers who represent victims. The victims going through those processes have certainly not been encouraged to go to the police. The 620 cases that have gone through the church processes, not one of them has been reported to the police. And that's the Victorian Police talked a lot about that in their submission to the parliamentary inquiry.
Is there mandatory reporting requirements of sex abuse across the states, or if not, do we need uniform mandatory reporting laws that would, in effect, override state borders?
The mandatory reporting laws differ from state to state. In Victoria, Catholic priests and personnel are not required to report unless they are a teacher. So at the moment, there is certainly a call for there to be uniform mandatory reporting, but also for that mandatory reporting be not just to the relevant Department of Human Services, but also to police, so that it becomes actually part of the Crimes Act.
Well, Judy Courton, procedural changes were introduced in 1996 to deal with such matters. Has the church learned from past mistakes and is now putting victims first?
According to the evidence, no. Not only do these processes not deliver justice to victims, they in fact cause what is being called secondary abuse and secondary trauma.
What is that?
Okay, so victims coming through these processes, the data is saying that victims feel bullied, they feel intimidated, they feel harassed, they feel frightened. Victims often say that they feel as though they're the ones who are the perpetrator, they're the criminal. They talk to me about feeling they're degraded, humiliated, belittled, Some people say that they feel stripped bare and distraught. And most of them say that the church is doing the right thing by itself, by the church, at the expense of the victim.
You have attended the Victorian Parliamentary Inquiry into Abuse and, as a lawyer, have supported submissions by victims. There's also the Commission of Inquiry announced in New South Wales.
We do have this parliamentary inquiry in Victoria. There are many differences between the powers, if you like, and the effectiveness of a Royal Commission and a parliamentary inquiry. Firstly, a Royal Commission is independent. If you look at the parliamentary inquiry, it's made up of government and opposition members, so it's potentially politicised. The question we have to ask is there government influence on these committees? The powers of a Royal Commission are much wider and coercive.
That's Melbourne lawyer Judy Courtin speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. It's 8:19 on Breakfast.